Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boy said he wants some gin and juice, but I really don't want to. Oh,
you guys already know, baby. It's your boy,
you already know. It's that doctor. It is the doctor. And with that, we say thank you and goodbye.
We gotta go.
We gotta
go. Tonight's show early. Sorry.
Because we're over. We're too big now. Sorry.
Oh, sorry, you guys.
I will talk to you later. What is that? A mushroom's growing in the middle of my room. Oh, what can you do? Guys, welcome back. Welcome back. We didn't have a show last night.
We didn't. You know why?
I was on vacation. I was on vacation.
That's what happens when, you know, when you go on vacation, you get a little bit of buns.
I guess, because I was in Bolivia, and Bolivia's the place where that happens, you know.
How's their coffee?
My coffee right now?
How's their coffee at Bolivia?
Their coffee?
Yeah.
Tastes like dog hair.
Oh, does it, yeah?
You know what that tastes like?
Probably tastes like your...
No, it doesn't.
Come on, I'm not even going to finish that, you know?
Say it. I know what you mean. Guys, welcome back. Last week, you know what, I'm not going to lie. I was gone yesterday, but also, we just needed a day off because of what happened.
Yeah, we needed a break. That was like, you know, that was too much.
Last week, Thursday, we had Bill Clinton, the 42nd president on our show.
He was so fit. I wanted to fight that guy. If I see him, tell him not to see me.
Tell him not to see Tetra, because Tetra will literally take his pinkies and crush his skull with his pinkies.
That's the only thing I'll do.
I can't even believe him. The other day I was just ridiculous.
He was still like, we're like, hey, yo, Bill Clinton. He's like, Yahoo. I was like, dude, shut up. Yahoo.
I'm here on the show. So
Yahoo.
I just couldn't even, like, deal with it, you know?
I mean, I thought I had to kick him off.
We did kick him off. We gave him the hit the road jack. And I felt bad. Because I'm like, oh, I kicked off a president. But you know what? I kicked off a president. Sue me. What can I do?
If he comes down here with his Berettas, we're ready. I got my pinkies.
I'm ready. You know what, Blas? I got to say something.
Say it.
Beastie Boys. Who talks like that?
I mean, you know, like, it's kind of dumb, isn't it?
What if we did a show like that?
Should we try it?
You want to try doing a show like the Beastie Boys?
I mean, do you want me to go first?
Go first. I'll just start talking to you.
Hey, yo, Dr. Bones. Oh, what's up, Tetra? What are we doing today? Yo, we're doing a little bit of everything, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, but none of that. Oh, then we're going to go find the Joey's and take him out to McDonald's and get him the McRibs. Yo, we'll get 2 glasses of milk and we'll get some of this, but none of that.
You know what I love right now? Somebody just calling in right now. And the first thing they hear is just...
that's not good.
That'd be the best thing in the world. Somebody just calls in,
welcome to...
They'd be like, honey, come in the room. It's a revelation. They're all writing it down on their walls in their blood.
Oh, yes, of course.
Get 2 ounces of corn from the store, what?
A McRib?
A McRib with pickles?
and the pickles.
Dude, one thing I wanted to hit on today's pickles. Show, I wanted to, like, shed some light on.
Oh, the pickles.
I wanted to shed some light on. It's just stupid. Like, we have classic songs in our society, you know? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
We have classic songs in our society. I'm going to show you one classic song I'm going to play right now on our switchboard. It's called Tom's Diner.
One of the best songs. I think it's by Suzanne Vega.
It is. It's by Suzanne Vega. But if you guys just listen, check this song out. One of the best songs. You guys probably know it. Like, this reminded me of when I was growing up. I'm a little kid. But I'm going to play it right now. An amazing, amazing song. And it's been tainted. That's all I can say for so far. But listen to this. Legendary.
I mean, you know, like, if they had a Hall of Fame for songs, that would be in it.
Tom's Diner. Oh, you've heard Tom? Yeah, Tom's Diner, of course.
Tom's
Diner.
But
check this out. Check this out, Tetra.
Gotcha.
Riding home on my three wheel.
Okay.
Riding home from school. And I'm playing my little.
Are you riding a B?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, okay.
I am. I'm riding a B. And I take the B's antennas and I stick them in my ear to listen to the radio, you know? And what do I hear? I go, A, B, turn it to power 98.3 or something, you know? I like to.
And he stings your ass. Is that what happened?
You know, yeah, and the B was like, buzz, buzz, buzz. And I slapped him in the face with talking to like that. But I stuck his antenna in my ear and I was like, what am I hearing? Juice? The song's called Juice by Drake. And I just want to point out how just retarded.
It's stupid.
Just don't, listen, guys. That beautiful piece of work you just heard, tainted. Spit
it's
on.
It's gone forever. I mean, don't even try to listen to it now.
Spit on by Drake. Here you go. Listen to this garbage.
Let's go Drake for a minute. Drake right here is called Juice. I like this Drake right here.
Boy Wonder.
Next week's going to be crazy with Drake. That's all I got to say. Superstar Drake. I am mixtape. Who's holding the crown?
Really like me. I can understand. My flow is.
Stop. 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 I said stop to the bean. I ripped his antenna out, slapped it with it.
And then we crashed and all stuff happened. You know, that's how I ended up in Bolivia.
But listen, I just want to point this thing out for all these rap stars and rap musicians out there. Dude, don't throw your song name out right in the beginning. Yo, this is called Juice. I hope you like it. Did you hear the beginning of Tom's Diner? Did you hear her say that?
I mean, she didn't say, hey, yo, this is Tom's Diner, listen up.
This is Tom's Diner, listen up. Oh,
we didn't have none of that.
We didn't have any of that. That's so dumb.
Yo, know, she's classy.
She's classy. She doesn't have some big guy introducing her. Yo, this is Susan Vega with the song Tom's Diner. No,
I mean, that's stupid.
And she sings.
She doesn't rap. I mean, rap's so dumb. All you gotta do is read poetry with the rhythm.
All you gotta do is stand in front of, like, a microphone with your little piece of paper and read it. It's so dumb. Like, you can, like, read a book like that. Stupid. You know what? Hold on. I have a book in front of me. Jane Eyre.
Okay.
No joke. I'm gonna pick it up and just start rapping. Okay? This is how stupid rap is. Page 175 of Jane Eyre. I compared him with his guest. What was the gallant grace of the lens, the languid elegance of Lord Ingram, even the military distinction of Colonel Dent, contrasted with his look of native pith and genuine power? See what I mean?
That's all. Doctor.
Am I kidding?
Doctor.
I'm just picking that up right now.
You just pick. Okay, you want me to try something? I got a ketchup bottle right in front of me. Don't ask why, but I do.
Ketchup bottle right in front of him. Go ahead.
Let me read the back of it, all right?
Go ahead. And watch. It's going to sound like a song. I bet you all these.
Distributed by the Kroger Company, Cincinnati, Ohio. Made in USA. Refrigerate after opening. Comments or questions, call this number. 1-800-662-6900.
Oh. See? You see what I'm saying? Hold on. We have DVDs in our studio. I'm going to come back here and grab Happy Gilmore.
I think we're watching on break, aren't we?
I'm going to read this right now. And listen how just mediocrity our society's in right now. Watch this. Adam Sandler stars in this hilarious comedy that scores a hole in one for a gut-busting wit and outrage slapstick. Happy, a racist hockey player turned golfer sends a sedent sport overdrive, and he becomes a media sensation with his outlandish antics on the links. What? And I'm not kidding. As ridiculous as that sounds, I bet you a little African boy, white boy, wannabe black boy,
Prince Murray over here trying to be a big star.
Any race, it doesn't matter what race you're from, not discriminating, any race, they all like that. Like, I don't see what's cool about that. You know what I'm saying? And I just want the listeners to know that, too. Like, if you guys like that, more power to you.
I mean, you know, if you guys like that crap, you know?
I mean, whatever. Here you go. And just enough of us talking. I'll give you another example. Here you go. Beautiful, excuse me.
That
popcorn, salsita.
It's a little spicy.
Salsita is coming up on me, my bad.
I'm sorry.
What is Love by Hathaway.
He's black.
I ain't going to lie. When I first heard the song, I was like, what? Black guy sing this?
I had to walk up the doctor and give him a little backhand.
I didn't know, but here you go. Listen, beautiful, beautiful song. It was made famous by Saturday Night Live, Night of the Roxbury, but here you go.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me no more.
I'm tapping my toes, snapping my fingers.
I'm not going to lie. I was head bopping. What can I say?
I was head bopping, twisting the armpit hairs, getting crazy. And okay,
no.
Here you go. Here's the comeback to that song. It's called No Love. Oh, yeah, it's really cool, all right.
Oh, yeah, you have no love.
Oh, yeah. Here you go. Listen to this.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
Oh my God, I'm so happy.
I'm so happy. Like, I want to get
I'm
up
so
and like, start dancing and like, oh, you, me. And start, like,
you, me?
Jumping.
You want to dance? Let's go dance.
You, me. See? Like, that song makes you crazy. And then you go to this song right here. I feel like I'm at a funeral. I feel like somebody
I feel like dying.
I feel like somebody I know just died laying there and I'm just.
Papa?
Look.
Papa, wake up.
I'm walking down the street. Oh no, my best friend's dead on the street. What's gonna start playing? That's gonna happen. I mean, how do you take a song that's so good and you just straight up just ruin it? You know?
Yeah, I mean, what can we say? A little wind, a little bit of a.
We're gonna continue
stupid.
On this. We have a hand raised right now. I'm gonna bring him in. I'll say the first six numbers. I'm gonna bring you on the air right now. If you raise your hand, you're on the air. Hello?
I was just wondering if you guys are going to do any prank calls tonight.
Oh, you were wondering?
Oh, were you wondering that?
You were wondering that?
I was wondering it, all right.
Hey, did you want to know if you're doing any prank calls? Get out of here, man. It's a stupid question.
I'm trying to have a friendly discussion about rap music.
And he's over here. Hey, guys, are you? Nah, man. Go food me some burgers at McDonald's.
I'm not gonna be mean. What's one less listener to us? We have a million. So, sorry, I'm not gonna be a little stickler here. But one less listener is no sweat off my sack. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I mean, yeah, it's not half my back.
Back. Oh, he dropped off the line. See you later. Where was I? But back on the subject of this rap ridiculousness. There's a rap song I like. I'm a dancer, if you guys don't know. I ballerina dance. No, but I do dance.
So what, you know?
No, I do dance. I'm not Tupac. There you go. Another classic example. You know what I'm saying? guys act like they're gangsters, but give a little backstory on Tupac.
What are you on there?
Give him a little backstory on Tupac. Everybody thinks he's a gangster. I mean,
Tupac. I mean, you know, Tupac was he was once a boy. You know, before all that rap stuff happened.
Exactly.
And you know, he was a dancer too. You know, that was a coincidence.
He was a dancer, but what kind of dancer, Tetra?
He was a ballerina dancer.
He was a straight up ballerina. Tupac Shakur.
Tupac Shagay. More like
Shagay.
More like it.
Gay Pac, Gay Cooler. You know what I'm saying?
You know, what can we say?
What can I say? Hey, doctor, what can I say, man?
See, I want somebody to call in and just hear that. I think we should just keep rolling with that. So when somebody calls in and they hear the show, they're like, oh, what is this?
I gotta hang up right now.
I gotta hang up or my brain's gonna explode. But like I was saying, song you guys want to dance to, get up and just dance. I'm gonna play like a good minute of it because I love the song. It's called like a G6. You know,
and we're about to get slithered.
I'm about to get slithered. Hold on a second, so I can take my feet and put them over my head.
Popping bottles in the eyes like a blizzard. When we drink, we do it right. Getting slithered, sipping scissors in my ride. In my ride, like 3-6. Now I'm feeling so fly, like a G6.
The thing I love about this song is that it's original. Tell me that's not original, Tetra.
It's kind of the most original thing I've ever heard since Tetra Blas.
It's the most original thing I've heard since Dr. Bones. You know?
Yeah, I mean, pretty original.
Who comes up with, like, a G6?
What is a G6? I've always wanted to know that.
Oh, whoa. I will tell you what a G6 is. A G6 is a fighter plane. Dude, these Chinese people, they're so smart in, like, real life. Usually, Chinese people are always smart. Asian people, stereotype, but it's true. They are like, well, what can we rap about? You know, we want to get famous. How about these G6 planes? And then what happened?
They have good mileage, but they do not work because we're Chinese.
Yeah, boom, 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 boom. And they start rapping. Just like that, it can happen to anybody. Happen to anybody, guys.
It can happen to you.
It can happen to anybody, so why don't you do it? Make a freaking list, guys.
Guys, listen to this. Next week, Wednesday, I have a special announcement. Tetra doesn't even know this.
What is this, man? I will leave right now. You better don't surprise me with anything.
We're ending the show. No.
Okay. I knew that like 2 months ago.
Nah. That's impossible because we're too big right now. Obama will get mad. But listen, Dan Cronin. What does Cronin rhyme with?
Conan.
Cronin rhymes with Conan. And what a coinky dink. Dan Cronin writes for the Conan O'Brien show, which
he's the head writer for Conan O'Brien.
Which airs on TBS. Dan Cronin will be on our show next Wednesday. He booked it. He was supposed to be on this week, but he was writing and he had stuff to do for his show. But Dan Cronin, Monin, is going to be on our show next week Wednesday. So tune in for that, because that's just going to be ridiculous.
I'm gonna tune in. I hope so.
I'm gonna tune in because I want to know some stuff about Conan. If you guys don't know, Conan O'Brien's my hero. I mean, just like the best, one of the best people out there right now. Best people. You hear that awkward silence? You guys know what that awkward silence means?
Oh, I love that awkward silence.
Do you guys see how crazy we get? Like, we don't care. We really don't. When we first started the show off, we were like, oh, you know what? You guys need a double dose of that. One more time. You guys can't see this, but my face is bright red right now.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, I took my shirt off. What can I say?
I ripped my pants off. I have like sweatpants on right now, and I just ripped them off because they have no purpose on my body right now.
Yeah, we don't even need them right now.
Oh my goodness. Like, okay, when we first started the show off, we were like, you know, we got to be really reserved because we want to get famous and start the show, you know. But now we're booking out like at 100 listeners per show ever since we had Ray Brown Jr. on our show.
Uh-huh.
And next week when we have Dan Cronin on our show,
we're gonna
have a lot of viewers, and we're gonna keep going up and up. And the thing I would like to thank all the listeners who started listening to us from the beginning.
Our loyals.
From the beginning, our loyals who still call in. I like you guys.
I love you guys.
Too much.
A little bit too much.
I like you too much. And you guys just make me crazy.
But, you know, I like it.
You like it?
I like that you're crazy.
I like it. Maybe I like it. And it makes me loca.
Loca, loca.
We had Blossom on that one. Forgive me, guys. We had a salsitas earlier, and my fingers are still really greasy from the tacos de lengua. So I, my fingers.
What did you get?
Tacos de lengua. You want some tacos de lengua?
No, please, pass the ketchup.
You don't want the tacos de lengua?
Hey, no, I want some freaking carnita con caca.
Oh, but guess what? We don't have that. All we have is frijoles, so
I am calling Sheriff Joe. Goodbye.
Okay, and that's how it happened, and we left.
That's exactly what happened.
We walked in and just like...
Now the person shut down because we called Sheriff Joe Arpaio, and, you know,
and
can't go back there again.
You guys listening right now? This show is just ridiculous because we really don't care right now. Like, we're ridiculous right now. We thought that you guys should hear how we really are in real life. Because for the past... Oh, excuse me. Here comes a taco de lengua.
I need to shut up.
We were, like I said, we've been reserved. And, you know, I want to state a mention that we're not going to be pretty reserved anymore. We're going to be pretty crazy. Because we're crazy in real life. So why shouldn't we be like that on a radio show, you know?
I mean, of course, that's the only way to do it.
Like, you guys see us walking on the street? Hey, those guys look like cool people. You tap me on the shoulder, I'll go crazy and just hit you.
Tap me on the shoulder, I will bite you on the face. Don't even try to tap me on the shoulder.
You tap me on the shoulder, I will do a backflip, and I'll be behind you, then I'll snap your neck, and it's all over. That's what will happen. So come see me.
You know, don't even try it.
Don't even try it. You know what's going to happen when you tap me on the shoulder? You're going to start hearing this. That's exactly what you're going to hear. Exactly. So come and tap me on the shoulder, and you're going to start hearing those...
That's what's going to happen.
You're going to get a big slap from Sheriff Joe. He's going to come down from space. Come see me. Don't tap us on the shoulder if you see us and you know who we are. And be like, oh, hey, Tetra, Dr. Bones, because...
Girl, I listen to your show. I don't care. No, I'm
kidding. No, we do. Don't lie. But just be really nice. Just say, hello. Hello, guys. That's all you got to say.
You got to be like, hello, are you the guy from the show? And I'll be like, yeah, of course.
Say,
and can I have your autograph?
Hello.
You'd be like, hello. And I'll be like, sup, dude?
Hello. That's all you got to say.
That's all you got to say. If you say it like that, that'd be cool.
That'd be cool. You just
don't have to.
Hey, guys, I love your show. Hello. All you gotta do. Hello. Hello. That's not me pressing the soundboard. That's me. That's Dr. Bones. It's right in your ear. Hello. Dr. Bones. I'm going to talk to myself. Tessa, give me a hello. Give me one. Give me a good hello.
No, man, I don't know. But Mola's not right.
I really want you guys. Come and whisper in my ear. Hello. That's all I want.
I'm just telling you guys shouldn't do it. I'm not going to lie. Don't try that on Doctor.
Dex, you don't try it on me. You know what's going to happen if you try it to me? I'll scream and rip your ear off with my fingernails. So don't do it. Really. I need a hero. That was really random. But
hey, Dr. Bones. Man, what do you want from me?
I don't want nothing.
What do you want from me?
Number one song in America right now, and I think it's because of Tetra. This is because of Tetra Blas. We Don't Speak Americano is number one in 23 countries right now.
You guys already know, baby.
And if you guys go back to our first episodes, what was his intro song? Right here.
엄마 사랑은 가베리 I love you 빠빠라 메리카나
And don't even trip. Where'd you head at? My song? It's going to be number one in a few weeks. Don't even worry. This hasn't caught up yet. Oh, where'd your head at? Oh.
Where'd your head at, boy? Where'd your head at, boy?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
Wow.
You know what's funny? When you just talk and, like, chill out and, like, reminisce on life, the time goes by real fast. We only have 4 minutes left.
That's what I was saying. I just looked, you know, I was looking at the clock, you know, and I was like...
I was like, dude, like, where's the time? Pretty soon, though, guys, we're going to upgrade, and we might go to hour shows, because 30 minutes is just too little, if you ask me, because it goes
by. You know what I think of 30 minutes, Doctor?
What? You know what I think of 30 minutes?
What? Okay.
Wait for it a little bit. Wait for it.
Well, that's a, all right, I got you.
That's the delayed ones, you know what I'm saying?
You got to build suspense, double a six, double a six.
It was like, what's he doing right now? It's really quiet. And then?
Ah, joke's on you.
Little baby one.
Pew, pew, pew. Da, da, da. I mean, you know, the concept of the Tooth Fairy.
The concept. Guys, somebody that we really want, okay, there's a couple people who want to get on our show, and it's going to happen. I'm in contact right now with Steve Buscemi, his agent. You guys know who Steve Buscemi is?
If you guys haven't seen Big Daddy, maybe?
He's in Big Daddy.
He's the hobo, Big Daddy.
He's in Con Air. He's the crazy guy.
Yeah, he's the one that's like the rapist.
Yeah, he's in Armageddon.
Oh, he is.
He's in Grown Ups. He's in Mr. Deeds, crazy ass, the guy who orders Oreo and French fried pizza.
He's in Chuck and Larry. He's the the guy who makes sure they're gay.
Yeah, remember when Mr. Deeds and Adam Sandler comes up to him? He's like, "I got your pizza, man. What are you in jail for?" "Oh, I bit the mailman. He was trying to cast some weird spell on me." Or maybe he was just saying hello. Or maybe he was just waving his hand saying hello. I want to tell you guys a funny story my dad told me today. I'm not kidding. This is real. And I told Tetra about it earlier. And he's going to hear it right now again. My dad told me, this is a funny, funny joke. Maybe not to you guys, you guys love animals. But my dad was about 18, 17 years old. He was with my mom. And they're at Baskin Robbins, right? He has a bucket of popcorn. He got back from the movies, right? You feel me, Tetra?
I am, yeah.
Just a bucket of popcorn.
I feel you.
Stray dog comes into my dad. My dad's like, "Oh, look, the little dog. That's just really cute." My dad feeds the dog some popcorn. The dog immediately, as soon as it tastes it, runs in the middle of the street, car going 50 miles per hour. Kaboom!
Fire!
Dog splits in half. Dog
Mr. Whiskers!
Dog splits in half. Popcorn's everywhere. True story.
And, you know, I was like, man, now I'm going to eat the popcorn off the ground.
I'm going to eat the popcorn off the ground.
Híjole.
Híjole, pata. That's a true story, guys. And, true story, I just screwed you right now.
I'm not going to top that.
Hello.
Hello.
There you go. There you go.
Híjole.
Híjole, pata.
Yeah, I don't know, baby. It's Tetra Blas.
It's Tetra Blas.
But, you know, I want to have Christopher Walken on the show.
Christopher Walken's a good man.
Because
I got a fever, and the only prescription
is more cowbell.
You know, that's what I want right now.
And what was that? What was the other quote that he said, Doctor?
Christopher Walken said, "I wake up in the morning, just like everybody else, and put my pants on one leg at a time, except I make gold records."
That's exactly what he said.
Guys, we have 90 seconds left. Tune in next Wednesday, man.
Yeah, next Wednesday for sure, 9:30.
Dan Cronin's going to be on our show. Dan Cronin, I
want
to cry.
I mean, if you guys want, right after, you know, probably like around, it's going to be 10 right now.
Yeah.
Wait a couple hours because, you know, where we live, Cronin doesn't come after 12, which sucks.
If you have Dish Network, Cronin's the same thing right now. It comes on at 9 o'clock and 11 o'clock. But if you have Cox, it comes on at 12.
12 guys, I don't got cable, I got Cox.
What channel is it on Cox? Tetris,
it's still 16, guys.
16. If you have Dish Network, it's 139. 139, guys. We have 46 seconds left. Excuse me. And we're going to end on Like a G6. Thank you very much. This is Dr. Bones.
Yeah, I don't know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra Blas.
Love you all.
Popping bottles in the ice.